3 minutes past the hour, a pleasure to have on the phone with us Tommy Ranieri. He is the artistic director up at the Timberlake Playhouse. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me again. How's it going, my friend?
Real good, thank you. So now you experimented with a 3-week run. How did that third week go for your first production?
It was really interesting. You know, we do, a traditional subscription where somebody could get a ticket to the first 5 shows in the season, and they're baked on the same day, right? So our new work at the end of the season is only 2 weeks. So people who are buying subscriptions only the first 2 weeks. So that last week is only single ticket buyers, word of mouth people. And it was a really exciting gamble. You know, those first couple days in the third week were a little bit lighter, but our closing performance was essentially sold out. So we see, you know, people started learning about it in the community, getting to know it and having a chance to see the show. I think it's been super worthwhile, and we're going to, you know, really try to embrace that moving forward, which is awesome. So it was good. It was really good. And it was nice also to have the actors marinate in the show for that long, that it feels like it's second nature come that third week, which is also really cool.
You know, I was just going to ask about that. I mean, did they feel so much more comfortable in that third and final week?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that also a part of it is that with our structure, we get a couple extra days of rehearsals, too. So they feel super comfortable by opening. You know, it's never like, oh, it's opening night and it's the second time we're running the show. They'll have had it to a science at that point. But by the time that you hit week 3, it's like, I could, like, wake them up in the middle of the night, and I'll be like, here's the line before your line. They're like, yep, I could do it, and here's the dance move. So it's really, you know, it gets to a science at that point, which I think is good, but it also stays fresh because they're really, really a sharp group in that way. But I would say it really locks in at that point, which is cool.
Something that's always intrigued me about summer theater is the fact that you're doing a production while you are rehearsing for the next production.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys do that.
Oh my gosh. It's literally an insane thing. I tell people all the time, like, every single year that I come out to Timberlake and I do these overlapping things, it's like I'm getting a new master's degree. It's like truly like going to the gym for being a performer, because you're stretching a bunch of different muscles that are in contrast with each other at the same time. So, like, you know, you wake up in the morning, you go and you rehearse, you know, 9 to 12, and then you got lunch, and then you come back. And if it's a double day, you've got 2 shows after that. Or if you're, you know, have a show at night, you're racing 9 to 5, then you get your time off, and you do a 7:30 show. It is a long stretch. And, you know, like, we'll have, you know, a matinee rolling, and we'll be rehearsing the other show at the same time in the rehearsal pavilion. It's, like, it's pretty nonstop. It's pretty asynchronous, but, yeah, it is. People walk away and they say, like, wow, I feel like I did 2 years worth of work in a summer, which is great for people. It's great for emerging performers. It's great for professionals to stumble away somewhere and just, like, work on their craft. It is a hard thing, but it is a rewarding thing, and I think that's the reason why it's so sustainable.
And again, I mean, you've got the mix of those maybe doing it for the first summer or just their second summer, and then you got the veterans. You bring in some actors, of course, who've been around the block a couple of times, and I would imagine the youngsters really want to try and learn from the veterans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the whole point of, like, why we are an equity union theater, is that we want to have people who have, like, been to the rodeo a few times to be running alongside them and setting an example with how they practice their craft, how they take care of themselves, you know, how they approach things. And it's really cool to see it happen. And, you know, we're doing Rock of Ages right now, of course. And, you know, the 2 folks that we have in here, one of them is my friend Anthony, who I grew up with. And Anthony Arpino plays Lonnie, which is the narrator. And he, you know, graduated college and then did 10 years straight on Disney Cruise Lines. He was essentially Disney's genie in Aladdin for, like, years and years and years. And he came back, and he had just been the guy who plays Lonnie in Rock of Ages now. This is, like, his 3rd production this year of it. And it is, like, second nature. And the way that he connects with them and leads with them is so human, which is so cool. And then we have Michael Ehlers, who's our other equity actor, playing Hertz. And he was a Rum Tum Tugger in Cats on Broadway. And now he's, like, you know, in his 60s, totally in his stride, so comfortable in his skin, alongside these young folks who are dancers who would kill to be in those shoes. And it's really, really cool to see how they mentor them and how they're so kind, but also like how at night they're sitting around the fire and it's like they're all the same, which is really cool. So yeah. I think it's awesome.
Got to be some great stories, I would think.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy, you know, to hear what it was like to, you know, be on a ship for all those years, or what it's like somebody's, you know, in college and, like, breaking into their senior year, what that looks like. Or, you know, Anthony talking about working with the Disney brand for years and years and years. It's pretty awesome stuff.
Before we get into Rock of Ages, of course, James Beaudry is back again. Talk about, you know, the connections that are being made right now for these young actors, things that they can use. They go, hey, I know this guy. I can work over here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think that, like, you know, for our folks who don't know, James Beaudry was artistic director here from 2009 to 2017. But before that, he was an actor in the company starting in the 2001 season, worked his way to being a resident choreographer, to being Brad Lyon's associate, you know, for about 2-3 years. And, I mean, he's worked everywhere. He was a big name in Chicago theater. He now runs the musical theater program at University of Buffalo. He was developing work at New York Stage and Film up in Poughkeepsie. Like, he's really done it all. And, you know, he comes in and is, like, one of the masters of, like, how comedy works in theater, which is totally a dying art. How the body and the voice works, and that they're able to come in and, you know, be mentored by somebody who knows. It's like his 127th production or something like that. It's crazy. But, like, having him, you know, see that and connect them to all the people he's worked with over the years is great. And then our choreographer, Courtney Liu, I mean, she was in the cast of Phantom of the Opera on Broadway and is coming in and teaching people these dance moves, runs the musical theater dance program at Elon. Like, you have these professionals who are in the stride of things, knows what's going on, and, you know, one of their buddies is like, hey, I need somebody who can do this, and it's like, oh my gosh, I have this amazing student at Timberlake. They were fabulous. Let me push them through. And you see it happen here. I mean, even in the past year, like, if you remember Kyle Amir Bethea, who was Ren for us in Footloose last summer, he just made his debut on the Book of Mormon National Tour, like, last week. Like, you see it happening from these people who just push them in the right place afterwards, which is totally the mission of what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, how exciting. So Rock of Ages, it's been at Timberlake before. It was back in 2016, and it was a success.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was... When I came in, there were a couple shows that people talked about. They talked about James's production of Titanic in 2016, and they talked about the Rock of Ages production in 2016. And they said one of the craziest, you know, heartstring things was that production of Titanic, but they said the show that made these audiences go crazy and had people keep coming back like 4, 5, 6 times was that production of Rock of Ages. And I said, why? And they're like, the music is the music I grew up on. It is REO Speedwagon. It is Styx. It is Journey. It is Whitesnake. It is all those things mashed into one in a story about a bunch of, like, small-town folks who are trying to save their local bar in a really, like, fun, super hilarious, and magical way. And I think that, like, that sort of really touches the heart of what our people love listening to here. You know, I think that that is... what's so great about what we're trying to do at Timberlake is that we want our people in the audience to see themselves on stage, and now they're doing it through the music that they love. It's like, I mean, Rock of Ages is truly the perfect cocktail for our audiences out here, which I think is super cool and super fun. And also you get, like, a band on stage. You watch people shredding. I mean, Andre Garcia, our guitar player, down from Davenport, he's a young guy who, like, builds guitars for a living and comes in and shreds. Like, you have this awesome combination of national talent, right? I was talking about the folks who are mentoring, the people who are from all over the country coming in, these young folks who are students who are coming to act, and they have some amazing local musicians coming and playing as well. It's like exactly what I think our people really love. So yeah, I'm pumped for it. I'm really pumped.
Box office opens at 10 a.m. 244-2035. Again, area code 815. Of course, you can always go online, timberlakeplayhouse.org. How important is online presence, social media presence, Tommy?
Oh, totally. I think that it's huge because it's almost like a digital scrapbook of how things go over the years. You open up the Facebook or an Instagram or anything like that, and you're able to scroll through and go through the past. It's an archival space. And it's also an opportunity to be an online forum for our folks to give us feedback, tell us how they're feeling about it, and really let things go. I mean, of course, our traditional mailers, our brochures that we send out, our e-blasts that we send every week are just as important. But I also think that the idea of our online presence, specifically our social media, being a place for our patrons to give back and you know, engage with that is really cool, because it lets them feel like after they leave, they have memories that they could bring home and have access to through our social media platform. So I think it's totally super important and a really fun way to connect with our folks behind the curtain as well, with all their takeovers and fun stuff that they do. I think that it's really great.
Yeah, I would imagine so much behind the curtain. that's gotta be wild.
I mean, yeah, it's if you like, last Sunday I was like on our Instagram page and our Facebook page, and you saw photos of me like in coveralls with my glasses and hat on, like up on a ladder, you know, screwing a wall together, and people get to see that on it, which is really cool. Yeah. But we're having fun out there, but we're definitely working hard, and it gives an opportunity for people to understand, you know, it's not just we open up a box and everything just plops into the room, right? It's a pretty monotonous process that we put together, but it pays off every time, and there's no better feeling than seeing the light, you know, blow up in somebody's eyes that's in the audience. It's like, oh my gosh, how did you do that? Or that was so special to me. And so that's what we really try to aim for. We try to make it just a little bit better every day, and that process is a big part of it.
As always, we appreciate your time. Rock of Ages opens Friday, June 20th. It'll run through July 6th. What do you guys got planned for the 4th?
Oh my gosh, for the 4th? So we are probably going to do a big cookout out back. Luckily, we have all that space right by the lake. Of course, we'll be in the middle of the run of Rock of Ages at that point. We'll be closing on the 6th that weekend. But yeah, I think that we're going to take some time together, hang out, hopefully find some fireworks. I know there's some shows around. There's some in Mount Carroll, some in Clinton, some around. We'll probably go out there that night and, you know, be able to break out with the community a little bit. But during the day, we'll probably, you know, give back and, you know, do a potluck with some of our board members and staff members as well, which I think will be cool.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the summer. We'll catch up with you again before that next production.
Yep, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Gary. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Tommy Ranieri again. He is up at Timberlake Playhouse for his second year as the artistic director. Friday is the opening night of Rock of Ages. Again, you can call 815-244-2035 to make that reservation, or just simply go online, timberlakeplayhouse.org.